JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, the Jamaica Fire Brigade urges citizens to practice fire safety during the Yuletide season, and glimpses of Jamaica highlights Fire Rocket. This and much more coming up. With the customary increased demand for electricity that occurs during the Christmas season, the Jamaica Fire Brigade is encouraging citizens to have a certified electrician check to ensure their systems can facilitate the extra load. This in an effort to prevent fires. Public Relations Officer for the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks, says it's also important that citizens adhere to other safety practices, such as unplugging Christmas lights before retiring to bed.
These lights actually present a tricky situation to you in that the plug-in section of these lights has another inlet on the back of it. So you find persons keep plugging into these inlets. You're plugging into one plug. This one plug was made to accommodate, let's say, 2 appliances at most. You are now plugging in 3, 4, 5, 6 lights. You are overloading the circuit. Overloading of the circuit will then lead to overheating of the circuit, and this overheating will actually start a fire.
Public Relations Officer for the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks. Jamaica's country ranking under the Human Development Index, HDI, has moved from 100 in 2008 to 85 in 2012, with the country listed under High Human Development. This means Jamaica is moving closer to achieving its goal of being the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
There is no substitute for human blood.
Blood has life too. 35 days.
Blood makes up 7% of your body's weight.
1 out of 10 persons entering a hospital needs blood.
A healthy person can donate blood every 3 months.
1 unit saves 4 lives.
More blood donors, more healthy lives.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
When it was Christmas time, we used to fire what we call firecrackers. When one person stay here and burst the crackers, bye! Then you would hear one from next door answering us, bye! And then you would hear with a big bomb also, boom! I used to store up the firecrackers that did not burst. So in the morning, I would get up, take all the thing out of it, throw it on a stone, put a stone on top of it, and then put my foot on top of it. And then use your foot to burst it. Bye! I kind of get tired of doing it that way. So one morning I said to myself, let me try the fire side. There was no fire, but I see a little teeny spark of fire. So I put the firecracker beside it and I blew and I burst right up in the face of me. Bye! My name is Oliver Jackson and I'm from Mount Ogle in St. Andrew, Lawrence, Labyrinth.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest memory about Jamaica with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024.
The Jamaica Information Service and Scotiabank want you and your loved ones to stay safe this festive season. Here is another tip on how to do so while using an ATM. Memorize your PIN and never write it on the back of your card. Should your card be swallowed by an ATM, never re-enter your PIN, but immediately contact a bank official. And remember, never discard ATM or credit card receipts in public places.
And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, our engineer. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until tomorrow, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.